Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And Kim, what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
Well, I have a few more incidences with small children to share.
Oh, those are always good ones.
Yes, very much so.
Agriculture, ranching, farming, breeding, markets. Ever wish you had a single source for all of your livestock news? Well, you do, actually. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I have been, over like the last couple of months, actually, I have been sharing funny stories when our children are very little. If you have some to share, please send them in because these are great. I have a few more to share today. This from Eleanor, the mom. She says, yesterday, my three-year-old cried because her coat is a size 4, but she's not 4 years old yet. What a tragedy. When my 23-year-old was 2, he cried and threw a bloody fit that is still discussed at all family gatherings. The reason for the fit was that I could not put the leaves back on the trees in our yard. Gotta say, I feel your pain on that. Becky shared, the meltdown at Target my son had over sparkly shoes when he was 2. I didn't buy them, and when I shared with my husband, he stopped on his way home and bought them for him. He's 26 now, and I don't think they let him forget. And from Mama, at 2, my son threw a fit about mac and cheese, kept saying he didn't want it. Then he had to search for what he did want. He finally settled on macaroni and macaroni. I gave him mac and cheese, called it macaroni and macaroni, and he ate it all up. Still makes me laugh 35 years later. Just a couple more of these left in my pantry, so to speak. Pam shared, a friend's young son had cut his thumb on a drink can, so sucking on that thumb hurt. His dad suggested trying the other one, but apparently it tasted different and was not a suitable substitute. Much unhappiness ensued. And to wrap up the funny small children's stories, Claudia shared, my kid wouldn't eat cookies that were broken. And you know what irredeemable defect would put a cookie in that category? Cookies with a bite out of them, even if he was the one who had just bitten said perfectly pristine, unblemished cookie a moment before. Do you have any stories to share? Please send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. Now, what do you have, Mike?
Well, do you know what paraprosodokians are?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
They are figures of speech in which the latter part of the sentence or phrase is surprising or unexpected, frequently humorous. So, I'm going to share a few of those for you.
Well, first, say the word again.
Paraprosodokians.
Okay. Just checking.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
An English teacher may correct me on that.
Okay.
So, here's an example. Where there's a will, I want to be in it.
Now I understand.
Okay. The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on my list.
That goes with my small children's stories.
Yeah, it does. Since light travels faster than sound, some people appear bright until you hear them speak. We never really grow up. We only learn how to act in public. War does not determine who is right, only who is left. In filling out an application where it says, in case of emergency, notify, I put doctor.
Very good.
Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they're sexy. I used to be indecisive. Now, I'm not sure.
Oh, very good.
To be sure of hitting the target, shoot first and call whatever you hit the target. You're never too old to learn something stupid.
Oh, no.
And I'm supposed to respect my elders, but it's getting harder and harder for me to find one now.
Oh, well, okay then.
All right. Thanks for sharing those today here on The Good Stuff.
And here's to wrap us up. While I was making farewell visits before moving to a new parish, an elderly member of the congregation paid me the compliment of suggesting that my successor would not be as good as I had been. Nonsense, I replied, flattered. No, really, she insisted. I've lived here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah, I think you have that right. And I think this is a good place to stop, encouraging you to listen next time for The Good Stuff.